Good morning. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is just a treasure to come into God's presence with the saints and worship Him together. As we prepare our hearts to come to the Lord's table this morning, I just want to look at a little history. October celebrates the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. October 31st, we remember the day when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door at Wittenberg Church, and an event that sparked the Reformation all across Europe, and its effects are global. If you're interested, I've put a note in the bulletin. There is a podcast. If you're curious about history and people, there's about a 5 or 6 minute clip each day of October. You can subscribe to that at desiringgod.org/herewestand. Interesting stuff to learn a little bit more about our heritage that we have. But the Reformation really centered around what are the truths of Scripture, and where do we get our authority? That the church, the Catholic Church, had deviated from the truth of Scripture, and so the Reformation, kind of what the Reformation is about, is encapsulated in what's known as the five solas. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, for the glory of God alone. And we find these truths in Scripture alone. Scripture is our authority. I just wanted to look at some of those over these next few weeks. Ephesians 2 says, "You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so at the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Grace. Grace alone. This passage makes it clear. We can contribute nothing. We were dead. Dead people don't contribute much but stink. We're hopeless. And then we have the amazing, the beautiful, the words to treasure. But God. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead, made us alive. By grace you have been saved. See, grace is an undeserved gift. We deserve to be dead. The wages of sin is death. We deserve to be dead. And God made us alive by grace. It's not our own efforts. It's not our own merits. It's not something we could accomplish. It's something God did. What a treasure we have to remember the biblical truth that our salvation, it rests not on me. It rests on God alone. It's by grace and grace alone that we are saved. I'm going to invite some of the men to come forward. We're going to give thanks and remember together the sacrifice of Jesus for us, His body broken, His blood poured out to wash away our sins. Nothing we did to deserve it, simply a free gift that He offered to us, undeserving sinners. treasure that as we worship Him together. Father, thank You. Thank You that You although we didn't deserve anything, You reached out in love because of Your great mercy and made us alive. You poured out grace on dead, stinking sinners like us. Thank You, Jesus, for what You did. We remember today what it cost. But the wages of sin is death, and You, Jesus, paid our price by dying, by taking our sin on Yourself. Unfathomable grace and mercy from a loving God to stoop down to do that for us. Thank You for bread and juice that reminds us, to draws us back to the cross, that reminds us of what You did for us. Help us as we remember together, fill our hearts with love and gratitude and worship and affection for Jesus. Thank You for bread and juice. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord Jesus, thank You for coming for me, for dying for me, for taking my place. And Father, thank You that You are big and overflowing in mercy. Because of Your great love, You made us alive in Christ. By grace, we are saved. Thank You. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for pouring out undeserved kindness on sinners dead in our trespasses and sins. Thank You. We remember together. His body broken for you. Take and eat. Blood poured out for you. Drink.